Job numbers from the Labor Department were much weaker than expected. CBS's Jill Schlesinger has been going over the data for May and June.
Those 2 months of revisions means that we had 250,000 fewer jobs than previously reported. Once again, healthcare led the way with 55,000 jobs, and federal government employment continued to drop, down by 12,000 in July. The federal government employment levels are down by 84,000 since reaching a peak in January.
Analyst Gus Fauché believes there are many factors at play here.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot of uncertainty about the tariffs. We see government spending cuts that are having a drag. We've seen consumers turn more cautious. We've seen businesses turn more cautious.
The White House reaction from Stephen Moran at the Council of Economic Advisors.
Obviously, there were elements of it that we didn't love, but the trade deals are now in place that cover, including the U.S., almost 60% of the global economy. Huge deal for America.
The new tariffs announced after midnight, the deadline, will go into effect for dozens of countries on August 7th, as Natalie Brand reports from the White House.
While negotiations are continuing with top trading partners Mexico and China, President Trump increased the tariff on Canadian goods to 35%, citing a lack of cooperation in curbing the flow of fentanyl.
We're seeking the best deal for Canadians.
Prime Minister Mark Carney, pushing back in a statement, wrote Canada accounts for only 1% of U.S. fentanyl imports. He went on to say Canadians will be our own best customer, creating more well-paying careers at home.
President Trump's Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff traveled to Gaza today to get a firsthand look at the operations of a U.S.-backed aid organization that's been highly criticized for the way it's handled distribution. Correspondent Tina Krause reports.
Witkoff posted on X, "Today we spent over 5 hours inside Gaza," writing the purpose of the visit was to help craft a plan to deliver food and medical aid to the people of Gaza. Some Palestinians are skeptical. She says even the American aid, we haven't seen it. Our children are dying of hunger. This Gazan says, God willing, something good will come from Witkoff's visit.
The best of the internet's cat videos are coming to the big screen this weekend. Cat Video Fest is a 73-minute G-rated selection that will play in 500 independent theaters in the U.S. and Canada. Some of the proceeds going to cat shelters. On Wall Street today, stocks have been lower since that jobs report. The Dow off 618 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The air quality alert now runs through tomorrow. The DNR has extended the air quality advisory through noon tomorrow due to smoke from Canadian wildfires. Officials say people should limit outdoor activity and those with health issues should be especially careful. Conditions are slowly improving with another update possible later today. Yesterday, 1st District Congressman Brian Stile was met with boos and tough questions on issues like tariffs, immigration, and the Gaza conflict. During his answers, there were chants and jeers highlighting frustration over his backing of Trump policies. A judge has sentenced Maxwell Anderson to life in prison without parole for the killing of Sade Robinson. Anderson maintained his innocence, and his attorney says they'll appeal the verdict. A 14-year-old girl was rescued after going underwater in Lake Michigan last night in Racine. She's now in critical condition at Children's Hospital. She was swimming off Kerry Hogle Park. In an effort to save money, Sturdivant may eliminate its police department and instead use the Racine County Sheriff's Office. The plan aims to cut costs and lower taxes without reducing public safety. That's according to Village Board member Jason Engel. There's no timeline yet on a vote. And Boys to Men are highlighting Celebrate Wisconsin Day at the State Fair in West Allis. You can get a full rundown of the events at WIStateFair.com. The fair features new upgrades like a renovated dairy building. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay with another practice in pads before tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. On defense, it appears that Keyshawn Nixon and newcomer Nate Hobbs are in the lead as the two defensive backs at corner. Baseball, the Brewers against the Nationals tonight in Washington, D.C. Jose Quintana against the Nationals left-hander Mitchell Parker. The Brewers making some moves before the trade deadline, including sending pitcher Nestor Cortez to San Diego for outfielder Brandon Lockride. It looks like Jackson Churio will be out for a while with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, we're hanging in there. That's all there's to it. We've been injured all year long, whether it's, you know, the guys that the 12 pitchers that weren't available when we started, you know, the Mitchell, the Perkins, the guys we've been without. We're out with Sal for a while. Hopefully we're not without Churio, you know, like all that stuff.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies and highs a bit more mild in the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected with highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rillow. Currently, it's 72.
Taking news and timeless hits, WRJN. Here's another act that, like the Beatles, got tired of being asked, are you going to get back together? He used to bug both Simon and Garfunkel. Here's Bridge Over Troubled Water on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse. me, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of that? As you know it, please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl. Now I heard a crying man is half a man with no sense of pride, but if I
listen to what I say.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Every game, every win for the Brewers is crucial now. We've got a lead over the Cubs in the division, but we got to keep it that way. Now, you know, we won 2 out of 3 over the Cubs this past week. Now we're facing the Nationals. Brewers took yesterday off. Nationals game starts at 5:10 with the pregame here on WRJN this afternoon. It's sponsored by Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, Main Street Bakery, Lee's Deli, The Lanes on 20s, Studebaker's Fuel and Food. And again, 5:10 for the pregame. Go Brew Crew, WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective. Whether it's bold coffee, refreshing teas, or ice-cold agua frescas, Esperanza is all about flavor, good vibes, and fueling your next great moment. This is more than your next coffee stop. It's your gateway to something deliciously different. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long at Fulton Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Darling, oh, darling, oh, well, how are you?
Charlotte, I need you to call my own and never do wrong, to hold in mind your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, with a psychedelic song from Kenny Rogers. Uh-huh. He was the bass player for the first edition and sang the lead.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag. But then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Supremes on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, a song that was sung in a bathroom because it sounded cool. And hopefully it was just the singer in there at the time. The story's coming up. But first, Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with an update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you were hoping for things to clear up, don't hold your breath. The DNR has extended the air quality alert through noon tomorrow because of smoke from Canadian wildfires. Officials are advising everyone to limit outdoor activities, especially people with health concerns. Conditions are slowly getting better. The DNR says there may be another update later today. A Racine County village may do away with their police department. According to Sturtevant Village Board member Jason Engel, they're considering outsourcing police services to the Racine County Sheriff's Department. The claim is that it would save millions over time. The plan would reduce costs and lower taxes, according to Engel. He argues it's a good way to improve service without compromising protection. A protest is planned for tomorrow in Kenosha. You'll see people in Civic Center Park by the courthouse in an event organized by a group called Indivisible. It's called a Resisting Fascism event, and it starts in the early afternoon. An event listing says it's more than just signs and chanting. People going are being asked to bring items for a school supply drive. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies and highs a bit more mild in the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected with highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
Man.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Come a little bit closer. Not too much. Here, have a stick of gum.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. That song was so big when it came out. It hit number one before Christmas of 1968 and stayed number one all through the following January. I mean, finally in February, there was a different number one. That's how big that song was, by Marvin Gaye. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget that was sung in a bathroom. Coming up next on WRJN.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all, from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams, anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
WRJN presents one more week of Racine Raiders football as the Raiders continue on to the league championship game this Saturday against the Detroit Ravens. Racine Raiders football and the championship game, 5:45 the pregame this Saturday, 6 o'clock the kickoff from Detroit. And Racine Raiders football again being sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's final destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time. The Racine Raiders play for the league championship this Saturday on WRJN.
Let's open up the vault door. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song you don't hear on the radio anymore, and this one is a gem. I like just about everything Three Dog Night ever put out, but this one is especially cool. It's from the same album that gave us Joy to the World. In fact, this was the follow-up single to Joy to the World on the Naturally album by Three Dog Night. We're talking about Summertime of 1971. The song, written by a member of Argent, and they recorded it first, but it didn't do anything on the singles charts. And then along comes Three Dog Night. They liked the song. Danny Hutton of Three Dog Night sang lead on it. But to get that really interesting sound on his voice, he took a microphone into a bathroom at the recording studio and sang it there. The song is Liar. Listen to the echo that he got from the bathroom at the recording studio. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget.
I won't ever leave. You want me to stay. Nothing you can do that can turn me away. Hanging on anyway. Believing the things you say. Being a fool. You've taken my life. So take my soul. That's what you said. And I believe it all. I wanna be with you as long as you want me to. But don't move away. Ain't that what you said? Ain't that what you said? Ain't that what you said? Liar! Liar! Liar!
With the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon. That's the follow-up single to Joy to the World by that band. Interesting keyboard part by Jimmy Greenspoon. Jimmy, an original member of the band, had a fascinating history. We'll get into that sometime. But that wraps up this week's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget series. More Monday morning, 9:45 on WRJN. WRJN.
Yeah.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. I'm going to leave now, but Kurt Bowman will take over. Pay attention.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump has just made a startling announcement on social media. Here's CBS's Michael Wallace.
Trump says he is ordering the deployment of two nuclear submarines near Russia due to what he calls the highly provocative statements of Dmitry Medvedev. Earlier this week, Medvedev criticized Trump's foreign policy. Trump responded by telling him to watch his words. Medvedev then said Trump should watch the TV series The Walking Dead and referred to Russia's system for automatically launching a retaliatory nuclear strike.
It's not clear if the submarines are nuclear armed or just nuclear powered. A surprisingly weak jobs report from the Labor Department has Wall Street reeling today. Here's CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
Even more glaring than the softer than expected gain of 73,000 jobs in July are downward revisions to May and June that slashed 258,000 jobs, leaving a combined gain of only 33,000 jobs for the 2 months, the weakest three-month gain for the economy since the pandemic erupted in 2020.
The Dow is now down 1.5%. President Trump has raised the tariff rate on imports from Canada to 35% effective today. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer says it's Americans who could suffer.
Canada supplies a huge amount of aluminum to the U.S. In fact, it's the largest supplier. That will be tariffed. And so anything in the States built with Canadian aluminum manufacturing,